All right, Knights, we're going
to interrupt this program to bring you nerd news.
Nerd news!
Johnny always does it. I was so jealous. I was like, he always does it. I want to do it this time. So I struck early.
You know what you just did? You just Shazammed me. Is that nerdy enough? I don't even know.
Bazinga.
Bazinga. That's right, Knights. We are going to do something that everyone has asked for and no one has told us to do. More nerd news.
Paradox. And we're also going to do some quick lightning round afterwards, right? Where we're going to do some super quick reviews of Loki, of the Suicide Squad. We're going to quickly talk about Free Guy, even though we haven't seen it yet.
We're going to just talk your ear off because we're getting ready for what, Jay? What's the only thing we care about these days?
Vanix?
There we go.
Okay.
I led you there without leading you there.
I was hoping it was Vanix, but I wasn't sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We do want to go to Ren Faire because we miss being outdoors.
That's right. Ren Faire in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. So we're stoked for that. Any local people that are in Utah County, with some of our friends, we're going to be at Ren Faire. Come get medieval with us, right, Jay?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my wife to do a trial run on the on our interviewing section. You know how we're going to do some interviews at Fanex?
Uh-huh.
I want to do a trial run of that, but I don't know if she's on board. Last time she was like, Ren Faire. She's like, this is a little too nerdy.
It is super nerdy. I'm shocked you and me survived. One of our first pictures together, it's you and me next to this knight.
Though I think if we could guarantee that one shield guy was there, she would go.
He's so handsome. I'm not even...
What was up with that? Like,
I don't even care who you are. He was handsome. He was everything I wanted to be. How did it go with Nick and... with Nick and Winston when he didn't know if a guy was attractive and Winston goes from New Girl? If you woke up and you look like him, would you be mad? No, I'd be happy. And he's handsome.
Yeah, exactly. No, we pulled into Ren Faire. Super quick side note. We pulled into Ren Faire and there was this guy who had a bunch of shields that he had made himself. So this guy was making like woodworking shields.
Sick shields, not like average ones.
Really no, cool like Viking shields, circular, you know, probably three feet wide probably.
Maybe yeah, a little they were bit proper. Longer. He had some of the, what are the bunker ones too, the little ones? What are they called?
Like the gladiator ones. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, I forget. That's a mod on Skyrim. That's all I remember.
But, and this dude was, like, 6'3". He was jacked. And, like, he was super handsome, too. Like, he hit all the things. He was a woodworker, and it was all of us, our party.
He was manly.
Yeah, it was so sad. We were all, like, cocking over him and, like, like the version of, like, straight flirting, whatever that is. That's what we were doing. It was really funny.
We fangirled over someone we've never met before.
That's the good term, yeah. We were all fangirling. Our group, our D&D party was like five guys, and we were all fangirling over him and his shields. Oh!
We'd be like, and how did you make this? Cool, okay. You talk to him. No.
Come play D&D with us.
He looked into me.
What's a non-gay way to ask him out to brunch? Or what does Ron say?
What's a non-gay way to ask a guy to build a shield with you?
Yeah, exactly.
It's to go camping, but...
To go camping with you, yeah.
And it was for Ben Wyatt, too, that he wanted to camp with. Weird.
Yeah, that didn't pan out the same way with Ron and Ben. I feel like they didn't have any more scenes together. Like, it was just the initial one. Anyway, we should jump back to our nerd news. Sorry. Tangent.
Nerd news! So, yeah, there's Ren Faire, there's... a leak of an Office coming, Office Revive, reboot, which I'm trying to find more on. We gave our Guillermo the summer off for some stupid reason.
He said he was hunting werewolves in Transylvania.
Yeah, gave him some weird reason. But yeah, there's a lot. It's actually a lot going on. That's the beauty of the world happening again, right, Jay?
100%. Yeah, it's kind of nice to see things open up. Though I'm a little bit nervous about the Delta variant. Once the memes start coming out, I get nervous that stuff's going to get canceled.
Oh, I know. I'm like, anything can happen after October. I mean, yeah, let's have Halloween, and then everything can be canceled again.
Right. When all the World War III memes were going, I was a little bit nervous about getting drafted. So the same things happened with the Delta variant. Like, I get nervous.
Okay, so nerd news wise, what has been tickling you lately, my friend?
I heard something interesting. So the next DC movie that's coming out is The Batman, which kind of blew my mind. I thought it was way far out, but I think it's this year. So I'm sure some people are like, of course it is, but I didn't realize that the next big film from Warner Brothers, the superhero films, is going to be The Batman. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it has been with their TV shows they've been focusing a lot with, right?
Yeah, 100% they have.
So I feel like that is true. If you think about it, there's nothing else dropping DC-wise.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I know Titans just announced another season, or they just started debuting their new season.
Yeah, and it was all bought from, this is the first, pretty sure it's the first DC Universe show bought from HBO that's backing it. So they have a little more, you know, money, a little more gratitas, whatever, however it's pronounced. Because before it was just on their DC, you know, website, which was cool, but not like HBO.
Right. I haven't heard yet if Dune is going to be, speaking about DC or Warner Brothers, I haven't heard if Dune is going to be extended again or delayed again.
I know there's the perk of I'll nerd fashion time, as I like to say, when you confess something nerdy, is I like to watch stuff in my room, TV wise, and HBO, you know, releases like movies.
Yeah.
Straight to your TV. You don't have to pay extra because you're already paying for it. Anyways, Dune is one of those that I will not be watching in my room because it's such a massive movie.
No way.
You should watch it in theaters.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be in theaters. This is the movie of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't know. I think when we do our recap that people actually do like, they love our recaps that we do at the end of the year. I think Free Guy might do it. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I've been hearing amazing things.
I've heard really good things. And I've heard some other mixed reviews, but no one said it was bad. Everyone's just said they either really loved it or they liked it. It was never like anti, if that makes sense. Some said it was a little predictable, but so that's the news on movie. Free Guy. Did you hear, do you have much other news?
Well, I was just going to say something close to our heart. Another reason why Guillermo's not here is What We Do in the Shadows got picked up season 4. 3 hasn't even dropped yet.
Yeah, I was freaking out when I saw that. I know Johnny was like, I already knew this. And then he was like, I could see his brain working. He was like, never mind, it's season 4.
I was doing the math in my head. I was like, wait, season 2
dropped. Half my age
dropped.
Plus 7. That's...
You know that meme where like the girls like, or whenever they're all doing like all the magic, the science over the math over their head and they're trying to think
of
it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was me, but just counting to 3 to 4.
Did you see, this is kind of funny news. Did you hear, well, I guess it's not funny, but Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney. Like,
oh,
I think it's kind of funny, but I don't know why it cracks me up, but it does.
Well, I feel like that's helped the movie.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I do think like, come on, Disney, you've got a contract. You make all this money. You're really going to shaft her like that. You know what I mean? You're not going to restructure your contract around Disney Plus. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that should be a thing now.
100% it should be, yeah.
But to be fair, for all our Letterkenny friends, this wasn't a thing before, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the first, because when they filmed it, it got delayed not because of filming, but because they couldn't release it in theaters.
Right.
So it's not like they, I don't know, but I'm assuming going forward, obviously, every contract will do that.
Right, you'll get a certain percentage. Like if enough people stream it, whatever it is, you'll get, you know, a dollar a stream or something. Maybe not that much. Everybody. That seems like a lot, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it'll probably be pennies on the dollar, which is still amazing.
I mean, if you have 50 million people stream it, it's like I'm fine with $5 million. There you go. Yeah. No, but I thought that was kind of comical. I don't know why.
It's because you don't like what they did to Scarlet Witch, so you hope she does the same to them.
I guess. What don't I like?
I don't know why I said Scarlet Witch. Wow. Where is my head today? The Black Widow.
Oh yeah, thank you. I was like, what happened to Scarlet Witch? Like yeah, no, it's
the Black
true.
Widow got the biggest shaft of all. So
she,
you're like,
it's kind of a good FU because she has been a little bit, I mean, so she's made tons of money off Disney and she's been a huge action star. But to some degree, this movie should have come out 5 years ago. Like,
And we'll beat the drum for this forever.
Yeah. No, but I think that's it on my news. The
mean,
suing is the last
seems like
bit for me.
Emma Stone signed up for Cruella 2, which was actually a super good movie. I recommend anyone who hasn't seen it, watch it.
Give us a super quick review, Johnny.
It was just, and so instead of like the other ones where they try to make the villain good or you try to give him like a redemption story, they were like, hey, Cruella was bad. And, you know, how she became worse. But it shows that transition of how life beat her down. So she is sympathetic as a villain. But at the same time, you're able to be like, okay, they're not changing her whole story of her being evil with puppies. You get it, but you understand where she comes from. And they didn't do that a lot with Maleficent, where they try to make her like, oh, look, she's trying. She didn't mean all that.
Right.
So I like a lot what they did with this one. So that's pretty much what it is. It's just a story of her, of how she became so evil, right? Because you don't just, like how the Joker, you know, he's not just born the Joker. So it was a cool origin story.
Yeah, and Joker is a good example of that. The Joker movie, you know, is an incredible movie that I really enjoyed. And it's not, you know, like, I don't know. It's that same thing where you just see him kind of go from bad to worse, and it's interesting. It's not like...
Yeah. It's not a redemption.
Or they didn't change his character to make him something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you were saying.
It just fits what more movies should do. It's like, you know, she's bad. But why is she bad? That's why. Oh, okay.
So tell me, let's do some other movie reviews real quick. Some super quick reviews. Are you cool with that?
Rapid fire.
That sounds good. The Suicide Squad. Have you seen it? What did you think of it?
It's hard to give because I'm glad to see a new movie regardless. But I'm going to give it the old gung-ho of a C. 7 out of 10. Barely. Yeah. Maybe even a 6 and a 5.
Dude, I'm the same way. So it's like, in terms of like the Suicide Squad between the two movies, this one is definitely much better. But it's definitely like self-loving in my opinion. Like the violence is not, like it's way over the top, but it's not like there are other movies where the violence is over the top, and I think it's worth it. My brother mentioned this one, Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
Or just Kingsman, the first Kingsman, when he, like, destroys that church. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when he gets turned on. Yeah. What I mean by that is, like, he's almost like a sleeper agent, like, when his brain gets taken over, for those who haven't seen the movie. Anyway, like, the violence is very, very, very intense. But it's not, like, self-gratuitous. Like, and this Suicide Squad very much is. Like, it's glorifying the violence. It doesn't serve the story, and it's just kind of over the top and almost gross at times, which I'm okay with violence, but when it's like that, it's like, come on, it's got to push the story. It's got to contribute. You know what I mean?
Well, as Harley Quinn said in the first Suicide Squad, we're bad guys.
Yeah, no.
Of course they're going to do that.
It's so annoying. I mean, that's true to some degree, but it's not like, I don't know. It didn't feel deserved. Even from the Suicide Squad, it didn't feel like right to me. It felt kind of, eh.
Yeah, I didn't like, they kept saying Gunn, right? James Gunn was going to take it over and do what he did with Guardians. And I'm like, I didn't see any of that.
I agree. Yeah, there were, and some of the humor fell flat for me. Like,
right? The Polka Dot Man was supposed to be the comic relief, but he was kind of weird.
He had he had two funny lines.
Yeah, but he's the comic relief though, right? That's true. Comic relief. I mean,
right. That's what he's known for. And they had a couple characters who are genuinely hilarious, like actors who they could have had be comic relief throughout the full movie, and they're not. Basically, you know, they're not involved as much as they should be. Like Pete Davidson is super funny. He's not involved.
That was TKO'd quick.
Yeah. Spoiler warning. That's just an example.
TKO means takes another.
It means technical knockout. So you know, He was just sleeping on the beach. Took a little nap.
Who spoiled now?
I didn't. So yeah, I would say for me it would be like a B. Like it looks beautiful. The plot is the big thing for me though. I think the plot is just kind of like I'm not hooked into it. I don't really care. And they kind of showed it in the trailer. It's like this is kind of dumb.
I feel like as all movies, they didn't flesh out the bad guy enough for me to care about it.
Yeah, the bad thing.
The main villain, you know, just like, you didn't flesh him out. I didn't care if
Well, there's like down. Four main villains in the movie. And you see him in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The villains are called us for watching it.
I don't know. It's not great. I'll just say that. It's good, not great. It's like Michael Scott's breath.
You know, if you already pay for HBO Max and you watch it, awesome. Totally worth it. If you want to wait for it to be streaming, totally worth it.
Right. It's true. There was another movie that just came out that we wanted to talk about.
Free Guy came out and Jungle Cruise came out. I haven't seen
I've heard Jungle Cruise is pretty good.
Isn't it just what do they call it? Pirates meets the Mummy? Which honestly doesn't sound bad.
They're like, this is someone who saw the movie Pirates and saw the movie The Mummy and was like, I can make a whole lot of money by combining these.
And honestly though? And I love The Rock, so I pretty much will watch anything. I know a lot of people are hit and miss on him. I love him.
Yeah, I agree. I like him. Him and Jumanji. Dude, I haven't laughed so hard.
People are always like, he's overplaying. I'm like, I don't care. He's charismatic.
He's way charismatic.
Yeah.
Did you know I dressed up as The Rock one year for Halloween? No one knew who I was. No. So I was like, yeah, last year. It was like third grade, and I dressed up as The Rock. I had fake muscles, and yeah, I had a fake eyebrow that was raised up, and no one knew who I was.
Did you tell them that you can smell what I'm cooking?
Yeah, I had to explain to them who I was. It was kind of sad. I was like, does no one else in my class watch wrestling? Like, this is disappointing.
This is so sad.
Yeah, basically. I am depressed.
I am so, so startled right now. I will say this. This is just a little... You and me aren't huge on, like, award shows, right?
Right.
But it's good to see that a lot of the Emmys, the shows they dropped, they're all streaming sites pretty much, man.
Is that a good thing, Johnny? Is it?
I feel like it. I mean, that's what... That should help with these other, you know, executives that just cancel things because they don't give it time.
I hope so. That's the thing is a lot of good shows on streaming networks or other things get canceled pretty quick. I know, wasn't Lucifer canceled and it was like really highly rated?
Yeah, it was. And then Netflix picked it up and gave it like 3 more seasons, which is massive.
Yeah, there have been a few other shows that have gotten canceled. I know Arrested Development was canceled randomly. The problem is sometimes Netflix picks it up and it's been too long. It's like Zoolander 2 or...
Yeah, that's just dumb what they do. But
yeah,
I mean, like, if you think about it, a lot of the shows that you love are on streaming sites. I can barely name any show I love that's not on a streaming site. I know this is a tangent night. Sorry, we get on tangents. That's who we are.
Does Letterkenny stream?
Letterkenny is from Hulu. I mean, it's technically Kraft. I think it might be on a TV show in Canada, but we only get it from streaming Hulu.
Okay.
Same with Schitt's Creek. We only got it streaming through
Netflix.
Netflix. There were some of the Dish people, not DirecTV, but Dish Network.
Yeah.
That had that channel, but that's what, a quarter of America, if that.
Right.
So you know, it wasn't there. I mean, Mandalorian, right? Just to throw it out, shows that we just love.
It's true. We benefited, I think, from streaming. Although, I don't know, a few shows I haven't loved lately. Some of the Marvel ones, I'm getting a little bit irritated with.
Ooh, was that a good segue, Jay?
Yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah, we wanted to talk about Loki a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, we were just going to rapid fire on some of the... I guess that's the only one other than the one that just barely started. Loki just finished about two cycles ago, because we don't know when you're going to listen to this, but it finished.
Right.
I was for it, man. This is the rare, believe it or not, this is a rare time you and me do not agree at all. I give it a solid 8.5.
Really? You really liked it?
Yeah, I thought it, 'cause it was his own world. It's its own thing.
Right. I'm just a bitter old man. I kind of want them to leave the Marvel story alone. There's issues with it. I can tell you super quickly my issues if you want.
Go.
All right, Loki at times is super underpowered, and then he's super overpowered, and it makes no sense in terms of the story.
Alligator Loki or just...
Oh, I love Alligator Loki. I did like the Loki variants, or President Loki. I thought that was awesome. But there's like a scene where some fat redneck like beats the crap out of Loki in a convenience store. And I'm like, Loki's stronger than Captain America. Like, this doesn't really make sense. This is just some random guy that the other Loki bewitched. It made zero sense to me. He's getting thrown around. So that was stupid. And then there's another scene where he like catches a building with his magic. And I'm like, what? Like, he's never done anything like that before. So I don't know. It kind of... Sometimes I feel like with certain shows, it's almost like they don't watch the Marvel movies. They just sort of like want to tell an interesting story, which I get. Like, this guy was from Rick and Morty, and I think he did a good job for what it was. But in terms of fitting into the Marvel universe, I always struggle with that. Like, I don't know. Thanos is... spoiler warning here, but Thanos, you know, the mankind was really, you know, written by this King Kong the Conqueror. Khan the Conqueror?
The immortal one?
Yeah, He Who Remains.
Yeah, He Who Remains, the one that has 9 different names.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, like, he had basically determined that this rat was going to save the world, right, by bringing Ant-Man back. Otherwise, he would have just reset the timeline until it happened. I don't know. To me, that's just kind of stupid. Like, did Doctor Strange see the TVA and he was like, you know what, we're good. I can go ahead and give away the stone because it's fine.
Because it doesn't matter. There's a million stones in the drawer.
Yeah, what is our 1 in 14 million? What does that matter if I know for a fact it's a guaranteed win? So I don't know. There's just stuff like that where I almost want the story to be left alone. Like, you're just kind of adding to the original story and I'm like, so Thanos is really weak then because the TVA could just come in and kill him at any time? Like... I don't like that. I don't know. So that's my quick take on Loki and why I didn't care for it. In terms of like Tom Hiddleston, and like if this was a story that had taken place not involving the Avengers and not involving Thanos or anything like that, like if it had been on another timeline or in another galaxy super far away, I would have loved this show. I would have absolutely loved it. I just had a few things like that where I thought doesn't fit into Marvel so far and I don't like it. But in terms of like everything else, loved the show. Now you tell me your thoughts, Johnny. I know you're...
Well, no, I loved Owen Wilson. I thought he was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I did. He's so likable. Funny. I like him in everything,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, he is likable. But he was good in this, though. Did you know this is the first time he actually changed his hair in like 20 years?
No, what do you mean by that?
Like he got a haircut, like his hairstyle changed for the first time in 20 years.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird? Because if you think about it, he's always had the Meet the Parents hair, the little surfer hair.
That's true. That's true. I was just thinking about Night at the Museum. Same hair.
Oh, same hair. Yeah.
Starsky and Hutch. Same hair.
Yeah.
How many more movies can I name? That's it.
That's it. I mean, the guy got paid what?
Zoolander 2?
Didn't he get paid like over $100,000 for saying whoa or just one word?
Maybe. Career? I don't know.
He's great. No, I thought it was cool. I thought it was its own show. I understand that time means nothing. That's why you can't do things with time travel or different dimensions. Because guess what? It means nothing means anything.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you do. It'll just get erased. Or you can fix it. Or you can undo it. Time travel is very icky.
Right. I almost wish they wouldn't have brought it into the MCU. You know what I mean?
I mean, they all have to or else it doesn't.
Right, you've got a time stone. It's got to show up.
Yeah, but. Well, I mean, I understand comics have to do it because you can't tell the same story over and over again because no one was going to buy it. I guess you're right. The movie didn't have to put it in, but I liked it. I think it's the only one too that got picked up for a season. Another one because I don't think the other shows were really meant to be.
Well, they're going to have movies, so why do they need another season?
Well, Scarlet Witch isn't having a movie. She's hopping on to Strange.
I guess that's true.
And I don't know what Falcon and Winter Soldier are going to be, but I don't see that one having... I don't know yet. We'll see what 2022 brings.
I bet you they have a movie.
Really?
I think so.
We'll see.
You think they're just going to let Captain America not have another movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and that brings us to the 12-second story of What If, another Marvel show that you've been asking for that no one gave you. That's just... I love the premise at first. What If? It's a... Marvel's rendition of the multiverse, where what if this happened? What if? And then the very first episode is what if Peggy Carter became Captain America and not Steve Rogers? Cool premise. Problem is, for me, spoiler here, it's just the same story as the Captain America's the first Avenger, but with Peggy.
Same story, new skin.
Yeah.
It's like playing Skyrim, but you've added a mod that now you're look different, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
But it's the same story.
Exact same story. But I recommend it. I mean, I've only seen the first one because it's a series of them. And the animation didn't bug me. I thought it might because, you know, they can't afford to pay all these actors. Lame. So I was intrigued to see where it's going. But not in a hurry to watch it, if that makes sense to you, Knights.
That makes sense. No, but I will agree with you. Sorry, I have to make this perfectly clear. I love Owen Wilson. He was so good in it.
He's. I'm excited to see where it goes too, because it'll be different. I feel like if they make it its own thing, not tie in, because it's a different Loki. It's not the Loki we know. He's Loki from 2008, whenever the first Avengers movie is, right? So he's a Loki without redemption.
Right.
No
Ragnarok. The Loki.
Yeah, not Ragnarok where he saw him die that we all cried. It's a different Loki.
Well, he so died in Infinity War, but in Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, the one where the Loki that you are sad that he died.
Right. I just meant Ragnarok was like his character
arc. Yeah. The one where him and Thor finally saw eye to one eye because the dad only has one eye. Anyway, now Thor does. So, yeah, that's all we're saying is give it a chance. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
It's all the same. Watch it, don't watch it. It's the same.
I need to think about it with a different perspective. I think if I rewatched it, I'd enjoy it much more now that I kind of know what I'm getting into. You know what I mean?
Mm. If it's its own thing, I feel like you'll feel, once you get that, like no matter what happens here, it already happened. in the MCU. No right. matter what he does, the timeline already occurred.
Right. It's true.
We'll get into Rick and Morty territory, which, sorry, Knights, I will admit, Rick and Morty season 4, about halfway through, and I have not been liking it. I know, that's sad. It is just... All good things come to an end. It's only 4 seasons. Come on. Family Guy had 23. Simpsons have 100. Come on now.
It's true. I haven't caught up. I stopped after season 3, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I don't have I'm a great way to stream sad. It. Yeah. It's because they lost the guy for Loki, right? So the writer who went over to Loki, that's the problem.
Oh, get him back. Get him back, Dan Harmon. Stop playing D&D, Dan Harmon.
And Patrick Rothfuss, and finish your book.
Yeah, and then what's his face? Starburns. Yeah, he's still a part of it.
Yeah. And stop playing D&D, Brandon Sanderson. I don't know. I'm just calling people out now.
Yeah, cool. Or keep playing, but play with us.
Well, Sanderson still writes his books. He doesn't let D&D distract him. I'm just being funny.
Well, I had a good laugh.
No, but that's okay. I think that's it for me, dude. What else you got?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, right? Loki, we ripped on. We are excited about Renfair. Hopefully we'll do some fun stuff there, test it out for you guys. FanX is fasting approaching. We're sorting it out. We'll see. We're old at this, but we're new at conventions, so.
That's right. Knights, we will see you at FanX. Oh, Johnny, I have some terrible news.
Ooh, you want to talk about religion and politics? Okay, let's do it.
My 3D printer broke. Like, fully broke. No,
what
no.
What were you 3D printing? If it was a life-size action of Mia, you could have had me. You don't need to print me.
It was that. I had made it to the kneecap. And then it didn't, you know. No, it just, I don't know. It just randomly stopped, so. And it's in the motherboard, so it's not something I can, like, it's not a part I can replace.
Did you try turning it on and off again?
I have tried that, yes.
That's my only IT reference I know. No. Not the show, IT crowd, IT reference.
So a quick moment of silence for my 3D printer.
Oh. Well, good news is we're going to have a lot of new friends at FanX, and then we'll get sponsored by a 3D printing company.
There you go.
I mean, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So any 3D companies that want sponsorship, you have the whole hour for us.
Right. All right, Knights. What did you think of what we said? Do you like it? Did you agree with it? Did you not? Let us know. Yeah. On all the shows, we want to hear.
Yeah. Comment on our everything. Instagram. We try to tweet. We're getting better at it. I made a tweet about Lois Lane. One random person liked it and one didn't. So we'll take it.
Disagreed with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll try to tweet more and be more live action, I guess. It's summer.
We got a model coming up here soon. Johnny's going to be our model.
Thank you.
That's all our new swag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got new swag. We're going to drop it pretty soon. Be sick. And then you'll get to meet us. And we'll do a proper FanX intro soon. I know we keep hinting at it very boldly and on the nose, but it's a hint.
Yeah. All right, nice. I think that's it, right, Johnny?
Catch you on the...
Flippity flop.
Flippity floop.